Your will be done. I want to talk to you about the will of God and how it relates to us walking in the supernatural. In Matthew chapter 6, the Sermon on the Mount continues. In this chapter, Jesus lays out the model prayer for us. In verse 10, the Bible says, "Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven." Again, "your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven." The first aspect we need to address is answer the question, what is the will of God? I believe there are a number of answers to this question, but I believe the primary answer is found in Matthew chapter 23, verses 37 through 39. Jesus said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment," verse 39, "and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." I believe the primary will of the Heavenly Father, of Jesus Christ, of the Holy Spirit, is that of relationship. Relationship with them, with the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, and relationship with other people. Looking back at Matthew chapter 6, verse 10, "Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Well, what is it like in heaven? The book of Revelation chapter 22 gives us a glimpse into the glory realm of God. In verse 3, the Bible says, "And there shall be no more curse." The curse is what brought about disease, illness, sicknesses, death, because of the sin of mankind. Thus, the Bible declares that in the heavenly realms, there will be no more disease or curse or sin. Again, Matthew chapter 6, verse 10, "Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." We can conclude that it is the Father's will that none should be sick, diseased, dying, because we do not see it in the heavenly realm. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, the Bible says, "Speaking of God, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." Now, how does this relate to us walking in the supernatural? I personally believe that many of our prayers for healing and deliverance are not as powerful as they could be because we do not understand the will of the Father on earth as it is in heaven. What do you mean? Well, in Matthew chapter 10, verses 7 and 8, Jesus sends out the 12 disciples. Jesus says, "As you go, preach saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons." Jesus tells his disciples what to do. He tells them to go and perform these miracles. Oh, that was only for his disciples, you might say. Well, in John chapter 8, verse 31, Jesus says, "Abide in my word and you are my disciple." Therefore, we also are his disciples. Likewise, we have been commissioned to go, to heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, and cast out demons. Now, why is the church seemingly powerless in these specific areas? I would propose to you that it is in the manner in which we attempt to do these. I have been in many prayer circles where people have prayed, "Father, if it's your will, I ask that you heal so-and-so of cancer." Well, it is the will of the Father that so-and-so not die from cancer. There is nowhere in Scripture where Jesus asks the Father to heal a person. Jesus speaks and it happens. I am completely convinced that believers need to arise into the power and the authority that the Lord has given us. You must read Luke chapter 9, verse 1 and Luke chapter 10, verse 19. These scriptures will help empower you to walk up to an ill person, a demon-possessed person, and command life in the name of Jesus Christ. It is time that the church arises into the power and the authority that Jesus Christ has given us. Will you please join me in prayer as we pray together in the name of Jesus Christ? Repeat after me. Lord, thank you for your truths found in your word. Please establish your will on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, help me to understand who I am in you. I desire to arise into the power and authority that you have given me. Please release your kingdom in and through me. Thank you, Lord. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.